Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. The San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. The walk is full of flowers, each carried by someone committed to ending this disease. When you take part, you're helping raise funds and awareness for a breakthrough in this fight. Join us in Aztec, September 24th at Minium Park for the San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Visit act.alz.org/walksanjuancounty or call 505-278-7927. It is Thursday morning here on KSJE, and we're going to talk about an upcoming play at Farmington High School with members of the group that's putting on the play, Alice in Wonderland. Joining me here in Studio A, Coy Majanowski is here. Good morning, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
There he is right there. And also Abby Allen is here in the studio.
Hi.
Abby, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to see you as well. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. You bet. So you are both in Alice in Wonderland, and Coy, you are the Queen of Hearts.
Yes, I am the Queen of Hearts.
Okay. And how is that part?
Oh, I am enjoying every second playing the Queen of Hearts. I really enjoy every minute of it.
Do you make people call you Your Majesty?
Yeah, well, of course.
Okay, all right, good.
I also scream at, like, pretty much everyone in the cast.
That's what the Queen does, yeah. Right? So there you go, perfect.
It's almost like therapy.
There you are. And Abby, let me turn to you a little bit, because you are playing Alice,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, how's that part coming along? That's the big part.
Yeah, very it's my first part. Lead. Uh-huh. It's really exciting, honestly. I mean, every single scene. It's kind of terrifying, but I love it so much. My favorite scenes are probably the ones I have with Coy, where we're just screaming at each other.
Yeah. Nice. Right. there you go. Well, that's good. And so this is coming up. Gosh, we were just talking about it before we came on the air that you're on stage next week with your first performances, right?
Mm-hmm. It's very nerve-wracking.
Right.
Nervous.
What are the dates?
But things are coming together. So September 30th, October 1st, and then October 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yes.
Doors open at 6:30, and the show time's at 7 p.m. At Farmington High School. And for the radio audience who can't see the graphic on the screen, tickets are $10 for the general public and folks from other schools. FHS staff is $8, and students are $5.
Yes.
Okay. And this has been there's a lot of people working on this as well, correct?
We have a lot of people working on the show and helping us, make the magic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And we have a few photos that Mr. Padovan sent over.
Yes.
And
yes.
So talk to me a little bit about what's going on here.
Okay. So Coy wasn't here for this one.
Here.
He missed it.
Yes.
Okay.
But so basically the homecoming parade, the day before homecoming?
Yes.
So everyone lines up over there by the Wells Fargo across from Smith's, mm-hmm. and we get ready to walk up the hill up to the school.
So this is the parade on 20th Street, basically, by Farmington High. Got you. And so you all were together, and most of you in costume, it looks like.
Yeah. Yes. So the theme was A Night in Vegas. We didn't get the memo. We came in our costumes, but it was pretty Vegas-y. I mean,
you could
definitely see an Alice on the street in Vegas.
There are many rabbit holes to go down in Las Vegas.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it all fits.
So yeah, it was great. We walked up the hill.
Right.
We got some audience.
Yeah.
We threw candy at people.
Uh-huh.
It was a fun little experience.
Okay. So this was was it last month or earlier in September?
Earlier this month.
Gotcha. So very good. Okay. And then here we have some work being done on some props.
This was our first set day getting ready for our show. And pretty much everyone in the cast came to the school and helped out rearrange some things and make some props for our show.
Okay.
Which is really nice.
Very, very cool. Lots of paint on everything.
Yes.
I think is what we're seeing.
People got carried away.
In this picture.
Yes.
But that's okay. And then here we have what's going on here in this picture.
So in here, they're in the props room, and I believe they've just finished making my chocolate bar for the tea party scene. So in the tea party scene, they celebrate Alice's unbirthday, and they gift her with this giant chocolate bar. And before she even gets to try it, a trumpet sounds, and the Queen of Hearts is coming.
Yes.
Ah, so, and the party's interrupted.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I remember my story correctly. So there you go. Okay, got you. And so, and then, of course, there's the outside of the theater.
This is an entrance to the theater.
Right.
This is where everyone would go to
the play.
Enter to go to see the play.
Right.
Yes.
Very, very good. So again, in the first performances are next week.
Yes.
Next week, coming up. And so I want to ask you both, too, a little bit about your background and theater and things along that line. Coy, you were telling me you're a senior this year.
I am a senior this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so what are your plans?
So I want to major in acting in college. I'm not sure where, but I will soon find out in the future. And I would also love to do, like, local theater here and continue that.
Maybe. Right. Mm-hmm. And you've done other performances at school?
Yes. Ever since, like, elementary school, I've been in countless plays, like, all through my school years. So I really do love acting.
And is there any particular type of play that you like performing in? Is it musicals or
I have not yet done a musical yet.
Okay.
So we shall see.
Gotcha. But you'll be open to that.
I would be open to a musical. I think that would be actually really fun.
Okay. All right. Abby, let me ask you the same question. You are just a sophomore.
I am.
I don't mean just a sophomore. That doesn't sound very nice at all.
Yeah.
But you are a sophomore. Mm-hmm. And so what about you and your future plans?
Well, in my past, I was very musical based. I played the saxophone. I was in choir. I was 100%. Into music, and then I got to high school and I finally got the chance to be in theater, and I have loved it ever since.
Yeah.
Probably in future I want to go into musical theater, because that's combining the two things I love the most.
Right.
Speaking of musicals.
Yes.
Our 2023 spring musical, drum roll please.
Oh, we're going to announce it right here. Breaking news.
The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
So it's going to be a fun journey.
Yes.
This Friday, we have our one-act auditions, which we're taking the competition.
State competition.
State competition.
Okay.
Which is...
Good luck. Is it going to be here?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's here this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. And congratulations. That's exciting. And so with Wizard of Oz, are you two going to audition?
Yes.
Is there a part that you would really like to... like to have your eyes on?
I think I would make a pretty good scarecrow.
Okay. All right.
Honestly...
Abby?
I'm either thinking Dorothy or Glinda the Good Witch.
Glinda.
I can see both. Aww. I can see both. Yeah. Very good. Well, good luck. Good luck to you. That's exciting. And that will be on stage maybe in the spring. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Very good. But we want to talk about Alice.
Yes.
Alice
in Wonderland. Is our main thing right
main
now.
Right. Exactly. And so this is being presented at Farmington High School. Once again, everyone, before we run out of time, coming up, next week already. So September 30th and October 1st, that's next Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. And then the 6th, 7th, and 8th of October, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Farmington High School. And how many other folks are in the performance with you? What's the number of cast and crew? Do you know off the top of your head?
Probably 40 people. Yeah.
That's a lot of people. Holy smokes, right? Okay. And so there's obviously some are behind the scenes and things along that line as well. And so, but the sets are all ready to go. The costumes are all ready to go.
Yeah.
And things are coming together.
Yes.
Okay.
Very fast.
Very
quick.
Very good. What should we watch for when we come to see the play? Ooh. What are some of the things to watch for? What do you think?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Obviously, the interaction with you two.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Because
definitely look for that.
That is going to be a laugh riot,
that
right?
Is
when you scream at each other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And thank you for not doing that here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never. We're besties off stage.
We wouldn't, yes.
Okay. Right. But what else? Is there a favorite scene that you have?
Definitely our scene. There's a scene.
Your screaming scenes?
Yes. That's like the trial scene where Alice goes on trial, and I'm like really mad at her. And we're just screaming off the top of our
and
lugs.
And then I steal the Queen of Hearts crown.
Yes.
And it's a huge chase
scene.
It's great.
Ah,
it's really funny.
Okay.
People are really going to enjoy and laugh.
Gotcha. Okay. So we'll watch for that.
Yes. Watch for that.
Please. All right. Very good. Tickets are available at the door?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the best way folks can get them?
Yes. Or you can ask people in the show. If you have any person that's in the show, they can sell tickets for you. just let them know if you would like to plan ahead for that.
Okay. But it's a great way to support.
It's an amazing way to support.
Okay. Very good. And make great gifts, too.
Yes.
I would say. So, perfect. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to speak with me here. You're now veterans of radio interviews. How about that? So
awesome.
So there you go. Well, great. Great to have you here. Good luck with the show. Break all the legs, I think is what they say, right? So you're welcome. Thanks for being here. My guest this morning from Farmington High School, appearing in Alice in Wonderland next week at FHS.
Woo!
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.